This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a message from Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop from the Diocese of Columbus, on the last day of the priest convocation. You can download all of his updates at stgabrielradio.com. Welcome back, Your Excellency.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you to all.
And the third day of the convocation ended up today. How did the last day go?
The last day went well. Your priests are on their way back. Only I remain. But we finished up, and it was a good finish. So we spent a lot of time in prayer and conversation with each other. We had a nice celebration of the Mass this morning where we prayed for our deceased priests. We had a memorial Mass for all the priests who had died within the course of the last year. So now we're heading back, filled with vigor, to get back to the work of the parishes.
Can you see a difference on their faces?
Oh, yes. These were some very, very good days. We have a great presbyterate, and I think being together was a good moment. You know, I think I've said this in one of the earlier updates, but our priests live so far apart from one another. And many of them are serving in single priest situations. And so we don't always see each other too often. And so being together was a source of great strength for us.
The priest today, it looks like on the agenda, met in deanery breakout sessions. What's a deanery, and why is that important for the priest to meet in those deanery sessions?
That's very good. So we wrap things up this morning, and then the deanery breakout sessions. We have 12, the diocese is broken into 12 deaneries, so they're essentially groupings of parishes by geography. And so that's been the traditional way that we've operated. And here in the Diocese of Columbus, the dean, the person who leads, he's elected by the other priest in the area, he serves both as dean to convene the group, but also as the representative on the Presbyteral Council. So what we needed to do is take now all the data we got this week, all the topics we talked about, and bring it more to the local level. So, the lived situation in Tuscarawas County and in the Northeast is going to be something very different from the situation in the South, in Scioto County, for example, and both of those will be very different than what's in Franklin County. You know, so every area of the diocese has its own particular needs and makeup. And so now it was important to be able to talk about this on a more regional level so that we bring it home to our own personal experience, our own parochial experience, I should say.
And when they come back, do they meet on a regular basis with their deanery?
Yes. Generally, they do. And that's a good thing. They generally meet with the deanery, but now they're going to go back with a little bit of homework. So we'll be talking about prioritizing our work. One of the topics we spent a lot of time this week on is given some of the resources as we have them, you know, the numbers of priests. We do have fewer priests than we did before. Given some of the new realities, younger priests are being named pastors at earlier ages. What are the things we need to do to be able to support the priest in his service to his parish? And so they'll talk about that at the local level, but then we'll talk about that together on a diocesan level.
Could you give us a sampling? You had some final comments for the priests at the end of the convocation. Could you give us a sampling from what you talked about?
Yes, yes. Today, that would have been my presentation, and it was a little bit of a wrap-up. It was sort of my reaction to some of the conversations that I heard. I spoke a little bit about just some general updates on what we're doing here in the Diocese of Columbus, some just regular ongoing kind of work. We spoke about some liturgical matters, about how we celebrate some of the sacraments, for example, around Easter time. We spoke about ongoing, a big topic, ongoing building up of our presbyterate. So we talked a little, in my comments, it was more of a dialogue question and answer. We talked a little bit about retreats for the priests. We talked a little bit about days that we might get together to talk about other topics. You know, life still goes on. There's a new baptism ritual coming out, so how we implement that. It's not major changes, but new resources, we need to talk about those things. Spiritual gatherings, the days of prayer, maybe something that we might do around the day of the Chrism Mass. So those were some of the ideas and the topics we bounced around today, and now I'll synthesize that and get back to the priest on it. And then basically my message to them was really one of encouragement. In morning prayer today, there was a great line from St. Paul to the Romans where he says, "Work together for peace and build up one another." What a great mission statement for us as a presbyterate. Work together for peace and build one another up. And so that's sort of the takeaway, the homework that we leave here with.
You're listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, giving us an update on the priest convocation and his closing comments to the priest today as they're wrapping up the third day. How will some of the information that was discussed during the convocation be communicated to the laity?
Very good question. Well, we'll follow up on some of what we spoke about, using St. Gabriel Radio and the Catholic Times, and we're hoping to do a little bit of a write-up in the Catholic Times. This is an ongoing conversation that we'll have amongst the priests, and the priests will be communicating with their parishioners as time goes on. It's still kind of early in the process. Our deaneries, that deanery structure also has other components to it. So, for example, we have a diocesan pastoral council made up of lay people. And so there's a representative from every deanery there. So there'll be conversations in at that level. So each deanery has its own council, and then a representative speaks to the diocese. So over a period of time, we'll be sharing a lot of that information. So, like I said, the gist of it is, how do we best serve the needs of the church today in the Diocese of Columbus? That's the key thing. And so right now we're still in a deliberation stage. We're still in a seeking stage, an understanding what our needs are and the resources we have to address those needs.
Is there anything, as the laity, that we can do to support our priests as they come back to the parishes?
Indeed. I think just communicate the love that you've been showing all along. keep encouraging your priests. Keep praying for us. The priests were very appreciative of all the prayers that we've been hearing about through the course of this week. We really appreciated that. So even a message just as simple as, "I was praying for you this past week," will go a long, long way. And then the next thing, well, we'll see where the Lord leads us and how we can, in fact, encourage each other along the way so that we seek God's will and embrace it and try to live it out.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Just my deep appreciation for the profound faith that I experience in this diocese and the love that we've all experienced these days.
And could you close us out with a blessing, Bishop Brennan?
Absolutely, sure. With appreciation for the grace that God has shown to us and the ways that God leads us day after day in the joy of his gospel, may Almighty God bless you and your families, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop Brennan, for giving us these live updates this week. I'd also like to thank the Sarah Clubs of Columbus and the St. Gabriel Radio listeners who organized and prayed for our priest and bishop during these hours of the priest convocation. Let this time of prayer for our priest be just the beginning of a renewed unity of heart with our priest. Let's pray for our priest every day. Pray for renewal of our own hearts so that together we can revitalize our homes and our parishes. Now we rejoin our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio regularly scheduled programming already in progress.